Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And we're going to move on now to presidential politics. The question is the fight over for the Democratic nomination? John, you think? Is it over?
No. I mean, yes, but no.
Not in West Virginia, anyhow. Hillary Clinton is ahead by 43 points in a recent poll there, and Barack Obama is making a campaign stop there today. Actually, they will both be there. Anna Sale is covering the primary for West Virginia Public Radio. And Anna, the governor, I heard him last night saying it's the first time in nearly five decades that West Virginians feel important in a presidential primary, that there's a tremendous amount of excitement there. Would you agree with him?
Of course. It was 1960 when John Kennedy and Hubert Humphreys were battling it out in West Virginia, and we haven't had this kind of attention since. And it's a lot of attention. Hillary Clinton is making four campaign stops across the state today, and Barack Obama will be in the state capitol in Charleston, West Virginia today. Hillary Clinton, of course, has been here a lot over the last week. She spent four of the last 6 days in West Virginia, and she's really trying to frame this state as a key test for the nomination, that she can win what she calls the hardworking voters in West Virginia, referring to the blue-collar demographics in this state. But it's not clear if anybody's paying attention. As she's been making this case in West Virginia, Barack Obama overtook her in the superdelegate lead, of course.
That's really interesting. There's two points I want to get to you with you. One is there are 28 delegates at stake, and the question is the vote there really relevant? But you just mentioned what Hillary Clinton has been saying over the weekend. We actually have a clip of that, so let's just take a quick listen.
I think it's fair to say that West Virginia is a test. It's a test for me, and it's a test for Senator Obama. Because for too long, we have let places like West Virginia slip out of the Democratic column. And, you know, it is a fact that no president, Democratic president, has ever won the White House since 1916 without winning West Virginia. That's how important the voters of West Virginia are.
That's an important, or rather, I should say, a very interesting fact, but it seems like all kinds of precedents have been broken in this race. The bottom line is, though, Hillary Clinton is at 1689 with the delegates, and Barack Obama is at 1865. So even, Anna, if she won all of the delegates there in West Virginia, she still wouldn't be ahead.
And Barack Obama has acknowledged that Hillary Clinton has a wide lead. He called it insurmountable in both West Virginia and our border state, Kentucky, which has its primary next week. So Hillary Clinton is trying to get every single vote she can in West Virginia, but what happens after this week, I'm not sure.
And how would you describe the headlines there in West Virginia, besides just the fact that both candidates are coming? What do folks there care about most right now?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of the coverage is pulling aside voters who are showing up at these Hillary Clinton rallies that have been happening across the state and asking them, you know, if they really think that their candidate can be the nominee. And at the event I covered last week, voters were split. There were some that said, I know she's not going to be the nominee, but I just wanted to come out and support her because I like her. And now the conversation is shifting here in West Virginia to, well, if Hillary Clinton is not the nominee, who's going to get your support in the general election? And there was actually a poll done last week that showed that while Hillary Clinton would get about two-thirds of the Democratic primary votes, while McCain would get about 26%, 24%, it was about half and half Obama with McCain among Democratic primary voters.
I wonder, Anna, if what the test is here is that, West Virginia may be a state that tests the viability of an Obama-Hillary ticket. Would those West Virginia voters go for a ticket that included Hillary?
That was actually something that came up. My colleague was covering Hillary Clinton event last night, and one voter said, you know, under no circumstances am I voting for Barack Obama. And then she said, well, if Hillary Clinton is on the ballot anywhere, that would get my vote.
Interesting.
And it's also interesting that 86% of residents are registered Democrats, so you would think that there would be a proclivity towards the Democratic candidate.
That's actually just in one county. In West Virginia, 56% of West Virginians are registered Democrats. But
you don't pay much attention to your own senator. Jay Rockefeller came out for Obama like back in February, right?
Right. Jay Rockefeller and another southern West Virginia congressman who represents the southern West Virginia coalfields is supporting Barack Obama.
Okay, that's Anna Sales, many thanks for you for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Assistant News Director of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. So the race goes on.
The race goes on. We're talking about taxes. We've got tons of responses, which we're going to get to in just a moment. The idea is states are hurting fiscally, and they need to raise taxes or cut spending. How would you tax to get out of debt? What would you tax?
One, David tells us, tax sprawl. One should pay an enormously high tax to develop rural land that has not been developed before. So there's that person's suggestion.
The tax pornography, tax beer, tax stolen property.
We're going to get to that story. We want to hear from you. 877-8-MY-TAKE or my take
tax
at hair the takeaway.org.
Tax hair products.
Why hair products, John? Why?
Because they're huge.